want these boys to get tipped out, pause, you need to join a Patreon.
Whoa.
I said pause. I said wait, pause.
You know what the fuck?
I said pause, bro. I'm trying to help
son,
y'all.
But you should, like, there was no thought at all involved in it.
You're a rapper, bro. It's your word.
Through the money, designer, the drip. Don't got a cap, I'm as real as a gear. Bet on myself and I triple the flip. Came from the streets, I'ma stick to the script. We popping bottles like you on a trip. Rather fill up accounts than empty a clip. 10 on the ground, so I never slip. They love you, they hate you, I'm watching them switch. Switch, 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 switch. They hate you, they love you, I'm watching them switch. Switch.
Yeet, y'all already know what it is. It's your boys here, Sixer Gang here. Football Gang is here.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Always. We're gonna make quick. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. You know, there's been some interesting things. If y'all watched the NBA weekend this weekend, the All Star drawing. That's what we're talking about. Because that's who was saying I was born. I was like, damn, bro. Let me get them the promos first. Let me get, you know what I mean? But we're going to talk about the All-Star game, how to fix it, if we can fix it. We're going to talk about the dunk contest that's been bad ever since LeBron messed it up. We're going to talk about – I was waiting to see Rook's reaction on that one. And then we're going to see what we can improve. So let's just dive right into it. I want to start with the best thing first, if I may. Unless y'all want to say what's up, Rick, my bad. Because I've been watching other podcasts, and I see that the host – like, he lets his other people say something real quick, and I'll be trying, and y'all just be quiet. So I don't want people like, damn, this dude just taking over. So I don't know if y'all want
to
say something real
quick. Man, if they new here, they finna get to know, and if they not new, they know what it is. Facts.
That's what I thought. All right, cool. I run point. Let's go. Kobe, I ain't passing the rock. The highlight of the weekend to me was Steph and Sabrina. That was a highlight. I don't know if y'all.
I thought you would say that.
I mean, I'm very girl daddish, very girl power. Very girl empowerment, but yeah, I just think it was a good look. Like, Sabrina's supposed to be a killer, a dog when she shoots. We already know what Steph is, and I think it was something interesting to do during All Star Weekend. Because my thing has been with the NBA and WNBA period is I feel like the WNBA has a good product. I just feel like a lot of people just don't watch because they just don't watch for some reason. I don't feel like it gets the promotion that the NBA gets. I don't feel like people really, you have some NBA players that try to push it, like LeBron's done it, like Curry's done it, some other people have done it, but I still feel like it gets the push, like, yo, watch this product, which if you've seen Sabrina and you see Caitlin Clark hopefully coming out, it's going to be shit to watch. Like, it's going to be must-see TV at some point. So to me, this was a good thing because it highlighted, like, yo, what she said, if you can shoot, shoot, shooters can shoot. So I thought it was great. And then she didn't bomb. Like, she shot from the three-point line of the NBA, not the WNBA, and she didn't come out with a dud. She didn't get three Johns or 4 points. Like, she balled. Like, had she been in the real three-point contest, she would have been right there with Dame. So I thought that was, like, the best part. So I don't know if y'all want to speak on that, and then we can go.
Go ahead, Rook. Yo, all right. The whole WNBA and seating and attendance and marketing thing, that's a deep dive separate conversation. So I'm going to leave that alone.
We'll come back.
As far as Sabrina's concerned, Caitlin Clark's breaking the Sabrina UNESCO records. All right. The Kelsey Plum records. Those are shooters who've been shooting. Yeah. Kelsey, Sabrina, Caitlin Clark, they could have all shot in the men's three-point shooting contest. The McDonald's All-American game does this. They have the winner for the girls and the winner for the guys shoot against each other. True. Don't know why the NBA took so long to get here, but they had shooters like this before Sabrina. We had Diane Taurasi out there making it rain from half court, infinite range. So these ladies being able to shoot from NBA distance has damn near never been a problem. All right, it's we on the map now. Like, that's cool, but never been a problem. It's finally getting its proper light. Honestly, she had a chance to beat him. She didn't, you know, she didn't catch that rhythm that she was looking to catch after the second rack. Because you know, this is why they wanted this contest. She broke his record for most points in a three-point shooting contest. She went off. She missed her first shot and then hit the next 25, bro. All right, she missed two shots in a whole 60 seconds. Yeah, this is why we wanted to see that.
So, I mean, I guess we're going to just make that the first segment is this, that happened, right? So, part of the funny thing is, right, I didn't come to me to Rook was saying something. So, I just made it another connection. So, part of the problem with the All-Star game, which we're going to get to, is, I mean, this part is got to do with the style of the NBA in general. There's more shooters. If you look at most guys, the up-and-comers, a lot of the ballers, maybe not Ant, but a lot of these dudes coming, you look at all the All-Stars, and you look at, if you was to go on their stat sheet, and you look at threes, and you look at dunks, most of these guys will have more threes than dunks. Like, that's just
by a lot.
By a lot. And I'm talking about centers included. Joel Embiid probably, and he's 7'1", he out there making it rain. He's probably the only person who close. And it shouldn't even, 10 years ago, we wasn't talking about that. So I think that also goes into this event, why this is, we finally get to see this, because like what we're saying, the ladies been shooting forever, but the dudes wasn't as acceptable to shoot. So now that this is just the, you know, basketball in general, I think in the weird kind of way, the NBA has caught up to the WNBA since they've always been shooting. Because what we always say about WNBA, those of us who have watched, I am amongst those, and I don't just watch it because I gamble, because I watched it before I did that, is they have skills. It was like, it wasn't a lot of dudes. If you was watching like the regular NBA, though, is you, especially at that time, you wanted physicality. We watched a lot more physical NBA than what the NBA is now. So if that was your detraction from it, obviously there's other excuses. People just use that to cover up as well. But if physicality is what you didn't want, is what you was missing, now you can say, well, the NBA ain't physical either. So you basically watching the same basketball, because it's the same thing with college. I know a lot more friends now who go, okay, watch college basketball, because it's the same thing as watching the NBA anyway. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a little, obviously, it's differences and stuff, but it's basketball across the board. It's not like football where it's like, there will continuously and there will always be differences, because the NCAA goes out of their way to make sure we are not the NFL. And the NFL is like, yeah, we changed some rules and y'all could tweak y'all's to, you know, so it's a seamless transition. But 1 foot ain't changing to 2 feet in the NCAA. We like 1 foot down there. There's no problem with that. It's yet to be a real problem. Like, oh, this receiver only could catch with 1 foot down. He get to the NFL. It's yet to be a problem. So stuff like that, the NFL could always do. So I think that's why this event was able to happen now. Yeah, like Rook said, Donald's All-American, they've been doing that for a while. I think they always did it, as long as they've had a three-point contest. So NBA, in a way, caught up. I mean, but hey, maybe we're going to have to keep doing this, or maybe not every year, but every once in a while, we're going to get whichever shooter we could choose from. It always got to be Steph. It always got to be Sabrina. It could be anybody. We just going to have to keep it going, though. Don't just, because like we talk about the All-Star weekend, they got some fixes it needs. This is something that's actually a positive, so don't take this away, and then, because Lord knows they're probably not going to fix the other stuff we're about to talk about. So,
a quick question. Would you rather have it, they just pick people, like the next matchup they say is Steph and Sabrina versus Dame and Caitlin as she comes out. Would you rather have it something like that, or would you rather have it to like where maybe whoever had the best percentage throughout the year up to All-Star break is the man representative and then the female representative?
I mean, this way, the way they chose it this time was fine, but maybe doing it the way the McDonald's All-American do it, just three-point contest, whoever win from both sides.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
So we could do it this way. Sabrina won her three-point contest, right? Steph won his, and Steph had the highest round in NBA history and in basketball history until Sabrina. So it was king versus queen. Mm-hmm. So let's get the four best from the women's 3-point contest, which will happen again this summer, and the four best from the guys, and those four best have to shoot against each other Saturday night.
I'm with it.
One round, winner takes all. That's one big help right there.
I'm with it. Hey man, y'all get some, NBA, get us some jobs, man. Y'all see this?
We need a job for wrestling. We need a job for this. I love jobs.
Hey man, I was 19.
I'll take that NCAA job.
I can do it now. I did it then. It's no problem.
Hold that thought, Rick, about the NCAA. We'll get back to that because I wasn't even on that, but we'll get back there. Let's go with the worst dunk contest. Now I was playing in the beginning to see what Rook would say, but I don't know if this is pre-edited or not. I don't know if y'all saw that. But Stephen A. made a hot take, said that LeBron.
That is LeBron's fault.
Yeah, LeBron.
Bullshit.
Now, I said in the group chat that you guys aren't, you know, a part of.
I mean, you didn't drop some of our group chat shit on the YouTube. I seen that shit yesterday.
It's hilarious. Yeah, that shit was hilarious, right? Yeah. Which we got. I'm, you know, that shit was funny. But what was I saying? Oh, I think LeBron had something to do with it per se, but I don't think it was his fault. Like, clearly, because if you're a dog or you're very competitive, you're gonna do it regardless. Like, it don't matter. It don't matter if, oh, well, LeBron didn't do it, I ain't gonna do it. I think that's a good cover up or a good cop out. Like, oh, well, the king didn't do it, so I ain't doing it. That's cool. But if you're a dog, you're a dog. I'm used to the MJs, the Dominiques, the Kobe's, like Vince's, like Tracy's. Like, they wanted to compete. Like, whether they got beat or not, they didn't give a shit. Like, they wanted to see who was the best dunker at everybody. I think when LeBron came, and rightfully so, to an extent, LeBron came into the league at what, 18?
Yeah.
So he had immense pressure since even before joining the league. So I'm pretty sure, I mean, I can't speak for him because I wasn't in his brain, but I'm pretty sure if you have that much pressure and you're supposed to be the next big thing, that wouldn't feel good if you're supposed to be that dude dunking and then you lose, and then that's already strike one for you. Like, well, you're supposed to be that dude and you can't even win the dunk contest like Michael and Kobe did. So I can understand it from that perspective. But I feel like he did rob us. Like, he's always showboating his jams and his hops, even at this age. So I felt like that's something he should have did. But again, I don't think it's because of him that it went downhill. But go ahead, y'all.
I thought I would probably feel strongly about this based on his reactions to some of the stuff he was talking. So I see this, I want to say, I saw it twofold before you started talking, but now I kind of see it threefold, because now I kind of want to like blame and defend LeBron because you got me fucked up. So it goes like this, right? It's really LeBron's fault, and I'm going to get to that, and it's partially Steph Curry's fault. I'm going to get to that. But it's also like, it's also in general, like the three-point contest in general, though, the people in the dunk contest used to be all-stars. Now, we done dragged this dude out the G League 2 years in a row for this damn thing. No offense to him, but he not in the league. We don't know who he is. Like, when it was Kobe, when it was Vince, when it was all the people you were just saying, we knew basically everybody, even when I was, even after that. When it was Nate Robinson, Dwight Howard, and them boys, again, these are people who are in the All-Star game as well. They're not just people who just want to dunk. All-Stars, in general, don't want to dunk now. And that goes back to the thing where you said, oh, well, LeBron did it. It's two things, right? Two ways I see it. The way that they defend LeBron and I'm going to defend LeBron. I don't think LeBron's that creative of a dunker. I've seen him live down here in Miami. It's the same dunk. It's this. I'm freakishly athletic. I'm going to cut this shit back, and I'm going to – that's the dunk. And I don't think LeBron was invited to the dunk contest his rookie year. I think that would – so maybe if they would have done it that time, and he was – because I don't think LeBron felt that – I mean, obviously the pressure was there. But he did fine those first couple years. So it was like fresh out of the gate. Oh, come do the dunk contest. I think it was a little bit later when we started, after he'd been done some of those dunks, be like, oh, because the dunk. And by that time, he got this whole brand. He's like, well, first of all, I don't find myself that creative, which I believe he said. Don't quote me, but I think I've read that. And man, I don't like to lose. Why put yourself, you this big brand, go out there to lose? I mean, again, like, and then you got the other aspect of it, the Curry fault of it. The 3-point contest is now the dunk contest. That's what dudes care about. These dudes are shooters. Like I said, look at the stat sheet. Most of these dudes got more threes than dunks. That's the NBA now. So that's the thing that was taken most seriously. If you look at that, was taken most seriously than the All-Star game, the 3-point contest. It was the most, like, that's what I see. So I think it's, you can blame, you know, the LeBron effect. LeBron didn't go and other dudes don't want to go. Okay, maybe. But I mean, I don't think when Kobe went to go do, I mean, well, no, that's Kobe. And, you know, he directly doing everything to just desecrate MJ's legacy in his own way. But everyone, like, Dominique wasn't out there because the, like, he's just out there because he was known. I'm known as a dunker, and I want to go, you know, go dunk. Like, that's just what it is, Vince. You know, I'm insanity. That's who I am. You know, I don't see no wrong with them boys doing it and LeBron not doing it. But I can understand you saying, the trickle down effect, so to speak. But also, again, you recognize that most of these the shooters, like, thanks to the Curry effect, which is after the LeBron effect. You mean that's not just like when I was a kid going to play basketball. I mean, I had to get out of the way because I damn sure wasn't dunking, but. Friends was tall enough to dunk. That's what they spent the first, before we started playing, that's the first 10, 20 minutes. Oh, who got the best dunk? Best all. I'm like, bro, some of us can't dunk. Can we start the game, please? But You don't see that no more. Now a bunch of shoes before the game started. Everyone's shooting. Everyone wants to show off how good they can shoot so you can pick them. It's literally, you can see it happening. Generational. Go ahead, Rook.
To Kenny's point, everybody's a freaking shooter from young. I remember 10-year-old kids couldn't wait to dunk. Everybody's a shooter. That's just the way the game is. But Kobe did it once. MJ did it once. They did it when it's really early in their career. They weren't they weren't dunk contest regulars. All right.
True.
Those dudes were one and duns. And in the early stage, before the legs get heavy, before you want to save your legs for the stretch run, because who wants to burn that energy in All-Star weekend doing all them dunks?
On your break.
Your legs shot.
Break.
So the game is marketed that way now. It's marketed towards the shooting. There was a time where you couldn't see an NBA highlight without being dunked on. In the NFL, you couldn't see a football highlight without somebody in their helmet knocked off, all right, and getting body slammed. No more of that shit. The three-point shot is the 50-yard pass, and that's all they want to see. That's all they care about, all right? Who can chuck it from as far away as possible with the greatest accuracy? That works in both sports. Not blaming LeBron for this. I didn't even want him in the dunk contest. A lot of people that talk all this shit is just haters and people who listen to too much media. The dude was in the dunk contest in McDonald's All-American game. Y'all remember that? Like, were y'all very impressed?
That's what I'm saying. You're not that creative. We seen it.
We weren't missing nothing. Y'all just wanted to see him in there just to be there. Like, Dominique and them niggas did shit at the time that wasn't being done. And then Vince and Jason Richardson, all these people did stuff that wasn't being done. Nate Robinson was never an All-Star, by the way. All right, he came in at the time where you started to have non-All-Stars do the dunk contest. There's a lot of misinformation out there. Like, it's not LeBron. It stopped being popular, and the creative guys who were also well-known stopped wanting to do it. And the judging started to really suck, and it still freaking sucks. No way Jaylen Brown should have been in the final. No disrespect to him making his dunks. They're all in-game shit. Jacob Toppin, yes, I'm a Knicks fan, but the dude jumped clean over his brother and put the ball in the rim. Mac McClung, I watched the kid play in college because I'm a Patrick Ewing fan. I have his jersey right here. The dude recruited Mac McClung. I saw the athleticism. I saw the possibility in his game, and I also saw why he might be in the G League. But I was excited to see him as a dunker. I knew he was going to put on. Great highlight tape. Check him out on the YouTube. But the dunk ain't what it used to be, no matter what you do. That nigga jumped over Shaq with no help. It looked like a video game. Right. Didn't touch Shaq's body or anything. Just grabbed the basketball and dunked that shit. 20 years ago, it would have been all over the place. The only thing that we would have talked about at his size.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Last one, so we can write this part out. Can it be fixed with having top stars, or should they just scrap it?
What, the dunk contest?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't watch it anyway. You can swim. I mean, scrap it, don't scrap it. I don't care.
So it wouldn't make you more invested if, let's just go back, because I can't really tell you who the dunk is right now. But let's just say, if we're talking now, back then, it wouldn't get you excited. Because, oh, Vince, Kobe, Jason Richardson, all of them going to be in it. So we had that this era. It wouldn't excite you, or you're just like, oh, whatever. They're probably going to fuck that up too.
So that's the equivalent of you saying Ja, Ant-Man, and Zion going to be in it.
Yeah. I don't think Zion.
And for me,
I don't think Zion's creative either.
You're on
drugs. I know he wasn't going to let Zion slide it. I know he wasn't going to let you put Zion.
You're on drugs, yo. Yo, look, man, we know you hate him for all the stupid-ass reasons in the world, but don't come on here spitting blasphemies, nigga.
So he does the same dunk, too. What Rooks? I mean, what can he say? He just cocks it back and dunks it. Nothing crazy.
I definitely seen Zion do a 360 in a game. I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't
never seen LeBron do that. Window in the game.
Yeah, I ain't never seen LeBron do that. I seen Zion do some crazy shit.
That must have been before the weight. Because he ain't doing that now.
He always had the weight. The magnificence, boy. He could bounce like that. He heavy as hell. He always been big. He ain't never been no skinny boy. He played defensive tackle. What you mean?
He too heavy.
Word. He's 280 at Duke.
I don't care about Zion.
Then just say that. Anyway, that would be the equivalent of saying Zion, Ja, and Ant-Man are in the dunk contest, which would excite some, especially the serious fans of just pure basketball. Anyway, I want to see that.
Yeah, like I want to see the people.
But it still wouldn't sell the way it should sell. It's not marquee anymore.
Yeah, I believe that. Last topic. Get your people out of here. The All-Star game. So, Wendy was on there, because obviously, you know, I watched a lot of the first day. Wendy was basically saying the only way they're going to fix it is if they pay the players.
Bro, are you talking about Brian Windhorst?
Come on, son. Wendy, the fat boy.
Brian Windhorst.
Yeah,
don't be on here Windian.
They call him Windy.
Like he's a homie or some shit. I call him by his damn name, yo.
He's my homie.
The big dude from the Midwest that got famous.
You don't know if he's my homie.
He is not your homie.
Windy ain't say shit.
I don't care what Windy said.
Only way they're going to fix it is if they pay him. Now, you feel that's what they need to do, or you feel like that's just stupid as hell? Because going back again to the old
generation.
Pay the players more.
They're basically saying that they're not going to be competitive unless you pay them.
Bruh. The only brick they're going to get all season. And they just spent that shit in Indiana.
First of all, like this is like someone like when you on your lunch, someone asks you to do something. That's like what Rook said. They don't break. But let's go back to when they did incentivize. Like Dominique made, I think it was $12,000 for the dunk contest. He said for winning that. I guess they gave. I don't know if they gave you any extra change for the All-Star game back then. But if you think about it, these dudes are making $30-$50 million a year. How much money are you gonna be able to give them for one extra game?
Well, they're trying to say like play-in.
Because we was talking about the play-in wasn't enough, and that's $500,000 a piece.
But this is what I'm saying. I get what you guys are saying about
break time. Oh, yeah, the in-season tournament?
Yeah. I get what you guys are saying about break time. Like, I'm not playing my break. But Kobe and them wanted to play on their break. Like, when you a dog, you a dog.
Like Rick said, he won. He just didn't have a moose. I think.
It's a different generation.
And Dominique won it twice. It's not like they did it every year.
No, I'm talking about the All-Star the All-Star game.
But the All-Star game.
I had that.
I got your stat for you right there. The East shot 97 threes. And the West shot 71. This is the NBA now.
But I'm saying like they didn't even play defense. Like
defense in a regular game.
Word. Defense is a lost art in basketball, like the mid-range jump shot.
All right,
mid-range is dead.
So you guys are basically
they've never played defense in an All-Star game. The literal difference in points now is bro, in the All-Star game?
Did you not see Matthew Johnson and Michael? Did you not see?
I definitely seen them boys putting open dunks that was never going.
Did you not see Kobe and Wade? Kobe LeBron?
You're comparing that All-Star game to this All-Star game. You need to compare the All-Star game to the NBA back then. The dunks that was happening in the All-Star game, that was going to clean your clock in a regular game.
I get what you're saying, but you said they never played defense in the All-Star game.
Comparing the way they played defense back then, that means in the All-Star game, that wasn't them easing up because that wasn't them not playing defense. It's comparative. You can't compare that to now. You got to compare that to that. That's how it's 1-to-1. Defense is always easing up, even in the Pro Bowl. You could check. They say back in the day, I'm not talking about now. First three quarters, them boys just be playing around. Fourth quarter, and that's because it was incentivized back then. And you got to remember, hey, a lot of these people bring all their family out to Hawaii. They want some of their money back in the fourth quarter. They start playing for real. But that's football, and they was hitting the whole time.
I don't think it's comparative to the way they played defense back then to now. I think it's the athletes. It's who's a dog and who's not. Like, I like, there's no way I would. I mean, I can't hoop like that, but there's no way if I'm in an all-star game and I'm going against Rook or you, and I know like you that dude on the West, that I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm just gonna let him shoot, or I ain't. But like, I'm sizing you up like it's the finals.
But it's a completely different generation. Players don't have loyalty to a region anymore. All right, a lot of East Coast players, even if they left in free agency, somehow stayed out East. A lot of guys on the West somehow stayed out West. If there were trades made, you know, like it's not exactly the same league in many ways. It's competitively not the same.
Yeah,
all right, also the young guys now are not.
Since they was 12, like they've been friends, like they've already done this. They don't need
they
to.
They all played on the same freaking teams. Oh yeah, I was in the same freaking AAU with this dude.
Teammates or exactly, they've already done this. They don't. They've done this for 20 years already by this.
There's no competitiveness
to each other. There is none. They beat it out of each other already. It's about getting that bread now. That's it. Brand.
But the problem with that shit is, kids ain't playing in the park no more. It's really that simple. You go to the park and it's kind of like you're playing for your spot on the court. You're playing for respect. And
if you're playing
to keep your ball.
But you know what's crazy? Like, is the trophy now is the Kobe Bryant Award. Like, how do you feel? Like, how do you feel like validated getting that trophy knowing you didn't really do shit in the All-Star game? You didn't play D. You didn't be like, it's crazy.
Dude, it's not about playing defense. It's about
competitiveness. I don't think Kobe ever got an All-Star game MVP for playing defense, though. I don't think that's what you would say. It's always been the person who put up the most points.
It's about how competitive you are in when it matters. In the fourth quarter, you saw great competitiveness in the old days because dudes wanted to win. So you saw a little bit more defense, but you saw a lot better offense.
It was shoot
around for about 2.5 quarters.
I thought you were talking about this year, because I was going to say the fourth quarter, nothing changed.
I said the old days before I said that. It was shoot around for about 2.5 quarters. They put on a good show. And then the second half would get serious. And dudes would, hands would be in faces a little bit more. All right, that 0-1 All-Star game is what's to be remembered. So but they made great shots.
So basically what I'm gathering from you guys is chalk up the All-Star. Like, it's a wrap. Like, the All-Star game is going to be shit now. Unless they change their mind frame, which isn't happening now.
This would
dunk contest is trash. Fans, dunk contest is trash. So basically, just have it be a shooting event. You have a 3-point contest, and you have the men versus women.
This would MLB and NHL and maybe not hockey fans. Yeah, hockey's fine, but MLB and NFL, they've been complaining about this, and I say they, I'm included. You watch for MLB, you watch the Home Run Derby if you care. Even that's a little watered down. You watch the Home Run Derby, that's it, and you don't watch the All-Star game. And NFL, I mean, I don't watch any of that shit, but if you want, you might watch one of it if one of them tickles your fancy eye, I guess. But for the most part, we don't watch none of that. This is how these things are. Again, I'm telling you, it's not just about the – I understand what you guys are saying with the competitive thing, but even with football, which you don't have the AAU aspect, teammate aspect, because that's just not the reality of football yet. Yeah, some of these dudes might have been teammates when they were younger, but it's not the same way in basketball. So even then, that's been watering down little by little. It's just that's the way you out there don't want to get injured on your free time. So and you don't – it's a psychological thing. You're playing harder defense, you just assume that injury is more likely.
But the NFL has made a turnaround with what they've changed up. Like this, the ratings have went back up. Them putting the Pro Bowl before the Super Bowl was very intelligent idea. But the way they changed up their Pro Bowl weekend has actually worked ratings-wise. It's been responded well. And one thing they had to do was move it from Hawaii. It was too expensive for the players. You're not paying them enough for that shit. All right? They voiced those opinions. And now they fixed that. It being in Vegas, that's a nice place for them and their families to be on vacation at the end of the season or start their vacation. Them doing it in Florida, another nice place to start your vacation. It's likely going to go back to LA. It's going to be in these destinations where you can have vacations and stuff like that. You don't tell me that's a problem for the NBA players? I just said they spent part of their freaking free time in Indiana in February. Yes, I'll give you that's that. A problem. All right, you changed some shit up. The dunk contest is no longer king. Move it to the second thing on the list. Move the 3-point contest to the third thing on the list and make that now the prime time aspect. That small change is going to make a difference, because then it turns people back to being casual Dunk fans. All right, little things will make a difference. Probably break up the All-Star game into multiple teams. Hockey did that shit. It's worked out. Borrow some freaking ideas and keep plugging away. And don't have it in Indiana. Salt Lake City last year. No offense to Utah, but no one wants to be there in that dry county place where there's not much partying and drinking and it's freezing as fuck. Denver, you too.
Let me ask you a question.
We're going back to Kenny's town in Miami. There you go.
No, stay out of here, please.
Let me ask you a last question because I was trying to wrap it up on it.
Spring Breaker, you too. I ain't gonna lie, don't wrap it up. I got one more segment.
So they want the NBA to be global, correct?
Oh, don't do this.
What do you think I'm gonna do?
You don't watch soccer. You don't watch soccer. Let me tell you something. Who's waking up to watch the All-Star game? Are you crazy? Anywhere else in the world?
I'm not talking about going somewhere else. No. I'm talking about they want it to be global, right? Like they're trying to expand to different places, right? Would it be a cool idea or nah? If for the All-Star game, like you get people from different places in the All-Star game, like the best player in Brazil, the best player in Puerto Rico,
USA versus team Europe. It used to be stuff like that. They used to do that, but sometimes you don't have enough field to team, and it looked bad when you don't have enough field to field a certain kind of team. So you just stop doing it. It's a bad optic.
Well, I didn't mean just one side.
But that means every year you'd have to know before the year starts which teams you're gonna pick beforehand and have the right nationalities. Because what if the dudes from Europe is just garbage this year? You got to know beforehand who's going to be good, and you got to be enough of the, like, again, obviously Europeans now, it's not a problem, but 10 years ago, it wasn't the way it is now. And even then, I can name a couple, but I don't think I can name 12, which is, again, a whole team. I don't know if I can do that.
All
right, give me a second, Kenny.
Prize Picks, Better and Underdog are no longer going to be in Florida, much to Chance's chagrin. So he's going to have to come join me on the dark side of Hard Rock. And single betting, because that's really where the money is. I keep telling him, leave the parlay alone. And now he's going to by force, because they out of here. They have been warned multiple times. This is their second cease and desist, and they decided, they're not going to.
What did they bring it back for?
Well, Hard Rock?
No, what did they bring back? The prize and all that stuff, they're going to take it away.
Prize Picks was never gone. Prize Picks has always been around, but it was never declared legal. It's just it never actually went to court. But it's been declared illegal gambling now, so it's up out of there.
So I ain't got nothing no more?
After March 1st, you got Hard Rock and Hard Rock alone.
Oh, well, I'll deal with Hard Rock, because Hard Rock, I'll be making my last minute bets. That's where I get my money. But, yeah, they take it. Prize Picks, I already said, the only reason why I like Prize Picks is
Flex Fridays. Sometimes you get your money back sometimes.
And sometimes you get them six legs, and that 250, if that's all you put down was like 10, it looked good.
How many times that happened again?
Only once.
No, okay. That's how they get you. That's how they get you.
They got me.
Stop doing parlays, people. Stop. His strategy is literally he picked one bet a day. One bet. That shit hit, it hit. That shit missed, it missed. We'll be back tomorrow.
It gotta be a good one now. Gotta be worth it. Yo, I'm not gonna lie, because we're trying to transition out so we can get you out of there. I had a wild one on Hard Rock, but you already know that I don't care about the wild, like I do wilds. Because it was only $1, so I don't give a shit.
Oh, that's what you keep saying. How many dollars you done flush down the toilet?
But just listen though. So I did all the wild picks for hockey, the power plays that obviously weren't supposed to hit. Bro, that $1 would have got me $32. I was ready. I was ready to be like, oh shit, I'm dead. But obviously I didn't. I was gonna give y'all bonuses.
This guy said 30 bands.
But all right, so let's wrap it up. Real brought up NCAA, just want to say real quick. What do y'all think about the promos they're doing for the NCAA football game?
Man, I don't care. Yeah, this is like GTA. I don't care what the trailer's gonna be trash. I've been waiting.
Just drop the game.
Nah, the game bad. We're gonna be back on air talking Lord. Crazy.
That bitch getting bashed, nigga.
Yeah.
I don't want the Madden team on it. I don't want the Madden team on it. You remember that shit. It wasn't Madden team had nothing to do with fucking NCAA.
All they're using is the engine, from my knowledge. Everything else should be separate. So
call back EA Sports West and let them do what they do.
It looks promising, though. But I mean, you know, it is.
Again, we'll be back if it's trash.
Trust me. When the game drop, I'll get back to you.
And since, correct me if I'm wrong, since the NIL deals are in place, that means you can actually have the players' last names and shit now, right?
That hasn't been confirmed.
Yes.
I know at one point they did have last names, then the whole shit happened and they took them off.
Well, they had fake last names. It was like they wouldn't be the actual players. Yeah.
They usually used to just put the number. So it would just be number 13. And you used to have to download people's imports because they would spend hours, days, putting names on 120 teams, yo.
Shout out to y'all. Y'all the MVPs. I remember that in other games. Just like y'all people do it for, I do it sometimes too, so check me out. But I do it like on WWE 2K. Y'all the MVPs that go make the Okadas and the Jay Whites and stuff like that.
True.
But cool. Right. Yeah. So that's it for today. I mean, we was in and out like we told y'all. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Get the merch because we got the fly merch. You know what I mean? Patreon, support us. If you want these boys to get tipped out, pause, you need to join a Patreon.
Whoa.
I said pause. I said way pause. You know what,
man,
I mean?
What the fuck?
I said pause, bro. I'm trying to help y'all.
But you should like there was no thought at all involved.
You're a rapper, bro. It's your words.
Damn!
Like, it's funny because like me and Rook said in the group chat, I'm gonna take partial credit because I agree with him. I'm not too big on the Paul stuff. I really don't care. That's way out of line.
That was crazy.
Yo,
that was crazy. I'm just saying though. All right, so if you would like Kenny and Rook to get incentives, then join the Patreon or help this channel get monetized because we need a couple more subscribers and a lot more watch hours. And that way we can get some stuff coming in and I can, get my man's bonuses. You know what I mean? They're working hard. You know what I mean? So let's get it done. Like, share, subscribe, Patreon, merch, all that good stuff. We'll be back. Anybody want to give a shout out and parties and see you later? Because, it's always be yourself.
I ain't got nothing this week. No,
say stuff.
All I know is that Allen Iverson is the best all-star, like, freaking ever.
Kobe. I'm about to
say
Kobe.
Whatever.
I don't know Kobe, but
Hey. No, everybody tuned in because he was gonna be there.
Peace out. Through the money, designer the drip. Don't gotta